Good morning, Turks and Caicos. Welcome to another week of Career Connection powered by Flow. I'm your host, Melanie Smith, and today we'll be chatting on how to navigate career change. So if you're considering a career change, whether it's vertical, lateral, or just a new industry altogether, today is going to be a good one for you. Joining us is author and residences manager for the Ritz-Carlton Turks and Caicos, Miss Rachel Gregory. And we are excited to chat on this topic. For those of you joining us for the first time, welcome. And for those joining again, we are delighted to have you tuning in and hope that you find this session useful. But before we dive into today's discussion, we will pause to hear from our sponsor.
As a man who loves spending time with family, does whatever it takes to keep my wife happy, and works hard to grow a successful business, it is important for me to stay on top of my game. With Flow's new family plans, I get to keep all my favorite things in one place. With 80 gigabytes of data to share with up to 4 family members and unlimited local anywhere talk and text, I get one bill that covers my entire family for as low as $60 per line and no surprise charges. All I had to do was add my home internet to my mobile. Switch to Flow for more savings and more value. Flow helps me look out for my family's greatest needs, keep my customers happy, stay connected to everything I love, and have more time for the right things.
Welcome to Career Connection. Today we'll be speaking on the topic career change with our guest, Rachel Gregory. Rachel, welcome to Career Connection. I am so delighted that you were able to fit this into your schedule and join me today.
It's a pleasure, Melanie. Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. Rachel, it's customary that we share a little about our guests so the audience can get to know you better, and then we will jump right into our questions. Rachel Gregory, born in the beautiful Turks and Caicos Islands, however, studied and lived throughout the U.S. and U.K., where she received her Master's in International Finance and Accounting with a minor in hospitality. Shortly after, she was accepted to Welding University to pursue her Doctor of Business Administration with a hospitality specialization. She's an author, hotelier, and accountant. She believes that one should not allow their pain and adversity to defeat them. She inspires others to find hope in the midst of adversity. She believes that after having experienced the worst and surviving it, it's time to fearless thrive and boss up. I love that. Rachel enjoys writing, reading, playing the violin, running, traveling, and helping others. Playing the violin. As an author, Rachel has successfully published 2 books. Her first book, The Great, was an early chapter book for children. The aim within this picture book was displayed one way grief can be handled with creativity and hope. Second, Cry Then Boss Up, an adult nonfiction promoting hope to adults in the midst of adversity, showing them how the mind works in the midst of grief, accepting the truth, then bossing up after making peace with your loss. Cry Then Boss Up. As a hotelier, Rachel is currently employed with the Ritz-Carlton Turks and Caicos as the residences manager, overseeing the owners and 69 units. After losing her son to extreme prematurity, Rachel's dream is to successfully launch a premature foundation here in the Turks and Caicos Islands. Awesome, Rachel. I have shared that with our audience, but in your own words, tell us, who is Rachel Gregory?
Melanie, who's Rachel Gregory? Rachel is easygoing, mm-hmm. fun. Anything that involves helping people, I'm there. Anything that involves growing, making people realize their best self, I'm there. I enjoy hospitality. I am an accountant, my profession, before moving over to hospitality. I'm the last of 4. I have 3 other siblings, raised in Blue Hills.
Okay. Great, my community.
Yes, absolutely. left Turks at high school years and went to Boston with my mom.
Okay.
Finished high school, university in Florida, then moved back to home. There's no place like home.
Okay, yeah. Awesome. All right, thank you so much for that, Rachel. Now we're going to dive right into our topic for today on career change, because the time goes by so quickly. So if you are considering any sort of career move, today will be a good topic for you. Career change comes in all shapes, all forms, all sizes, right? And we have vertical, where we would see persons moving up in management, horizontal, staying in the same title, but moving across to another department or another company or a new direction altogether. So, Rachel, how does one know if it is the right time or if I should make a career change?
Again, Melanie, so for me, let's take it back a step. Yes. When I told my parents I wanted to study hospitality back going to college, it was not an option.
Okay.
Because hospitality was not an option. For, again, so that's, first of all, we need to realize there's different career paths.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And nowadays you hear people claiming all different titles. Just right. Google it and respect their voice of life. So my father was like, you want to study hospitality, but you know how to serve people.
Right.
Like, that's
right.
not a career. So I was happy that he forced me to take another career, which was accounting.
Okay.
So
okay.
I studied accounting, became an accountant, and I'm so happy for that fundamental career path. Mm. So that's much, it's not lost.
Right.
So
right.
having become an accountant, I always knew that wasn't my passion.
Okay.
I loved
okay.
it.
Okay.
But it wasn't serving everything that I live for. I'm helping people by monitoring their ins and outs, but it wasn't the true passion front line that I know that I love.
Okay.
So having done accounting for several years, I enjoyed it, but I just knew it wasn't my end destination. Mm. I just knew there was so much more. And we know, because there's that internal compass I say in my book, it never stops nagging at you. So it's like, okay, well, you know this is not it. You know this is not it. And then until you start outlining, okay, what is it that I really love doing?
Right,
what is
right,
it that I enjoy?
Right.
How can I find that new purpose? So
right.
after doing accounting for several other entities and going over to Beaches to do accounting work, I had the opportunity of doing frontline work.
Okay, okay.
So that is where the but all along, every summer break, every Christmas break, I would work front office. I did every ends of hospitality,
okay.
front office, night audit, because I always knew this was like the thing
the
for
thing
me,
that
like
you wanted to do.
Fixing problems, speaking to people all day, like that is my high.
Okay.
And having gone over to that side and working frontline, I realized this is it.
This is it.
This is absolutely it.
So everything came full circle for
everything
you.
Everything came full
yeah.
circle.
Amazing.
So that's when I knew. I knew all along, but that's.
I like that you said that, because a lot of persons really don't understand that it has to be something that you're passionate about. And, you know, even with you mentioning that normally persons would find themselves having a lack in job dissatisfaction,
absolutely.
You know, if they're just basically on a job.
Yeah.
And we're not really talking about jobs today.
Yeah.
We're talking about careers,
absolutely.
Because more so with jobs, you know, you'll see persons changing and changing all the time.
Yeah.
And so with a career, it's different, because you have to be sure that it's something that you want to do, right? and persons who basically would find themselves often looking for new opportunities, it means that they would not have found the career that they're looking for. Awesome. Thank you for that. I like how you were able to share that, and then now we can differentiate more so what is a job versus a career, right? And so, Rachel, really, does anyone regret what they did do? Okay? The big regrets are the chances that they didn't take, the opportunities they didn't step into, and the life they didn't live, right? And you've moved up in your career, but you've also switched. So tell us about your journey and your career change.
Again, Melanie, it's all about the risk.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I live by, I always say in my book again, adversity
right.
is my greatest
right.
gift.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, it's already happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I always, before I make any decision, I say, well, I've experienced the worst. I've buried a mom and I've buried a son.
Wow.
What's taking this risk?
Wow.
So we all have to find something that nudges
mm-hmm.
us, that
mm-hmm.
makes the fear a bit
right.
tamed. Because if we don't, that's first things first.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if the fear is just haywire in our mind and we're afraid, and if we don't realize it's just a fear factor
oh my gosh.
That we need to overcome,
yeah,
then,
yeah.
Then we've just missed the first
yeah.
step to it all. So once I've mastered how to control my fear, the world is like, it's just, okay, I'm going to do this. It's going to be good or it's going to be bad.
It's going to be bad.
And having
but
gone
how
through,
would you know if you don't try, right?
How would you know if you don't try? You're going to stay in the same position, stagnant. It's just not fair to you. It's not fair to company. It's not fair to your growth. I can't imagine how people just stay and be stagnant. Like
yeah.
this world, life was just meant to push you forward. Like, you can't dwell somewhere for too long.
Yeah.
So for me, it's knowing that fear, it's just a state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that either way, I'm going to be okay.
Right.
Because I've
right.
overcome worse.
Right.
Either way, I'm going to feel happy that I took the chance. And if it worked, great. And if it doesn't
work,
then fine.
Yeah.
But we have to take that risk.
I like that you say that, because I think we talk about persons being so fearful of doing things in the lifetime. But what can go wrong more so? It's either, you know,
It goes right. Or you take the next step.
Right, because, you know, but if you don't try, then you won't know what opportunities are out there waiting
certainly,
for you.
Certainly.
Yeah.
And once you take that step, first of all, you've given yourself that, you know what, I did it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you don't, you go back and you retract. You're miserable on the job again. You're back at not performing your best. And those are all signals to say move.
Yeah.
It's not fair to the entity.
Yeah.
It's not fair to yourself. It's not fair to people you're around, because being miserable because you're unhappy or knowing there's another step that you should take. So always fulfill every single thing that your internal signal tells you. Because it tells us.
It tells you.
And then
I like that you said that, because a lot of us leave, check our hearts at the gate or the door when we get into an organization.
Absolutely.
Because we're just so miserable.
So miserable.
Yeah.
And I can't. I'm too much of a happy person to live any day unhappy.
Mm.
And it's like, okay, well, I'll take the risk. I'll grow. I won't leave no bad bridges. I'll respect every person along the way and just do what you have to do.
And how long was your transition from one company to the next?
I was employed at my previous employee for 10 years.
Right.
From accounting to frontline to...
And
again, the transition was not easy, Melanie.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited that you said that, because when we get further into our question, you'll be able to open up some information for us that I'd like to... audience to more so get an idea of what it's like to have anything regarding career moves and to understand the importance of it, because it's very important.
It's very important. It's your life.
Yes. So we spoke about, you know, passion and persons working into the field of their interest or something that they really love. So what if you are in a job that you may or may not be passionate about and you want to make that switch? Is it a good idea to change careers? And if so, how do you make the best choice?
Map it out.
Mm-hmm.
You have to. Again, if you see my journal, Melanie, I live off monitoring how I feel. And many times we take these small things for granted. And again, all these traits are traits I learned after therapy from losing my son and mom.
Okay.
You realize some things you have to monitor.
You have to monitor
what makes you happy.
Yeah.
You have to monitor when you're at your lowest. You have to monitor when are you triggered, when are you depressed, because this is the one life we have.
And
in monitoring this, you realize, okay, I still love my job, but there's some things not adding up. I need to grow. I need to grow, respectfully, respecting everyone along the way. Again, respect is everything for me. Like, you have to respect, because you can't burn bridges.
Yeah,
And realizing, I have to do this for me. So, and literally, that's just what you do. So you do it for yourself. You take the chance and just grow.
Just grow and just try it.
Just do it.
And I like the journaling, right?
Yeah.
That is so important.
Yeah.
Dear self.
Pros, cons, happy moment. And throughout that moment, you realize, okay, I'm happy because my journal is saying I'm happy on the job.
Right.
But there's that window where I'm not being as proactive as I should be. I'm not being my best self.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm being a disadvantage to the company and myself. Because now I know I'm not giving my best.
Your best.
Which means now a new challenge needs to come. New growth needs to come. And it's just the growth. It's just the challenge that the body itself requires sometimes. So.
Awesome. And so Rachel has just shared with us to know yourself.
Absolutely.
More so, right?
And
why you want to make a career change. And so whatever it is you're doing, it is something that should be structured.
It should be structured.
Okay.
Note it down. Realize what you want to do. Try different things. And we all just try it. If you think hospitality is your thing, try it. If you think accounting is your thing, try it. If you think being a mechanic is your thing, try it. Because truly, you won't know
unless you
try it.
And that's basically where I started. When I went into the hospitality industry, I felt like I was a ball of fire.
Because every day. Every day.
You know, I was excited, you know, I felt like I was in my happy place all the time.
Absolutely.
And that's when I knew that I love people. More so, right? I'm like, oh, this is nice,
this is
you know?
Yeah,
this is going to work for me. Yeah. And, you know, I end up staying there for just so many years.
And,
you know, it made me who I am. Yeah. And just being able to have those people skills and share, you know, those values with others, it's phenomenal.
And then once you checked all the things you like, and again, in the knowing yourself, write the things you like.
Mm-hmm.
I love people.
Mm-hmm.
I love managing money.
Mm-hmm.
I love property managing.
Right.
So it's like, after you've outlined all the things that you truly enjoy doing, the things that doesn't feel like a job, I tell my team every day, I don't come to work. Like,
it's
I leave anything
enjoy,
that
your
I
passion.
Exactly, it's your passion because it now ticks everything that I like. Literally, I'm living my dream.
Right.
It ticks everything that I love doing.
Yeah.
And this is the only you owe that to yourself.
So true.
Yeah.
And then again, even though you know, hospitality was the thing first when you started out, more so with your father.
Mm-hmm.
You communicated that part. Even
full
looking
circle.
At it now, it's completely full circle, and you needed that because,
absolutely.
You know, look at you now, you're managing money as
precisely,
well still,
absolutely.
You know? So that's important to know. And there's a process that's important in making a career change, and that process begins with discovering what really matters to you.
Yes.
And so there are elements of fear that you've mentioned earlier, and people are really afraid to switch or change career or make a career move. What are some questions one should consider when seeking to make a career change?
My
I know you ask yourself tons.
Am I happy? Melanie, if it's not making me happy, if it's not making me my best self, I don't want it.
You don't want it.
So the first question is, am I happy? Am I the best version of myself? Like, we have to be the best. I tell my team every day, say, Miss Rachel, you're our boss or our therapist. I'm like, well, no one under my wing
but
doesn't become their best self.
I like that because a lot of us like to boss,
yeah,
right?
No,
but our a team is looking for a coach.
A coach. Yeah, my leadership style is coaching.
Yeah.
I come at them with a very different angle. Like,
yeah.
Okay, if you did this, how are you going to grow here? Because it makes you see life from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, the end goal is to be great.
Yeah.
This job, another job, the end goal is to be your best self. Because if you're not your best self, you won't give the company great, you won't give yourself great.
Mm-hmm.
So going back to the question, am I happy?
Yeah.
Am I living
my
dream?
Yeah.
Am I waking up every morning being fulfilled?
Making sure your passion is fulfilled.
Exactly.
It's important to make sure that you're fulfilling your passion,
absolutely.
Right? And the more step you take, right, because persons may be like, oh, she was at this job last month or whatever, or 2 years ago, and now she's on another job. But
I'm finding my purpose.
Yes, you know, the more experiences you have, it makes you more marketable.
Certainly.
You know, and so
I
like that. Yeah, and nothing has to be set in stone, too.
No.
Right?
No.
Because you feel like, oh, my God, you know, after 10 years, why am I doing this?
Yes. And I owe them my life.
Yes.
And that's why you don't burn bridges. Because at the end of the day, people have been good to you. They've given you opportunity.
Yeah.
I could still call my former GM now and say, hi, sir. Like, it's still a beautiful relationship.
Right.
Because they understood, hey, at the end of the day, I need to grow. I need to find that next step for me. And it's I need to diversify myself. I'm still young. I'm still growing. I and full respect, Rachel, we have you. And that's why you have to methodically stage it.
Right.
Find what you want to do. Be respected.
Yeah.
Like, you have to respect people. Melanie, I can't say that.
Yeah. That's important.
Don't
you know?
Go on the job. Do the job. And because again, career, you're going to need that reference.
Yeah.
It's
you need it. And, oh, my goodness. And a lot of people forget that part, right?
Yes,
yes, we go through issues in our
absolutely.
Private life and stuff. And so, you know, our behavior and personality mostly comes out during those times when we're under pressure. So I normally call it, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of people talk about the weaknesses that we have, but I don't like to call them weaknesses. I like opportunities more so than anything, you know. So, but it's important to know the behavior that you're portraying within the workplace, because at the end of the day, that reference always comes back, you know. And if you're on a job and you feel like, oh, I'm not gonna need her, and people believe that, you can easily erase that.
We're on a small island,
right? You can easily erase that from your resume, but I look out for that because I saw it before and I thought, didn't you work here?
Absolutely.
You
Melanie, I'm going to tell you a very funny story. Stacy Cox, She was one of my first GMs. This is during college, like college summer break. Very first GM. So that's when I learned never to burn bridges. So again, college student, no care in this world. Stacy Cox, my first GM. I was leaving the job like, oh, Stacy, I think I'm gonna go back to college, but no definitive date, nothing.
Nothing.
I jump on a flight. Who's on the flight with me? Stacy. So again, every day we still laugh about that. Like, Stacy, do you remember that day? But again, not a proper closure.
Right.
No proper goodbyes. No, we don't do that. That's not what you do. Career, because again, it all comes back. Like this is 15 years old, and still I remember it. Like this was such a detrimental thing that could have stage impact career.
And so. Rachel, it's amazing that you share that, because I think I exit in some cases like that with Stacy. Oh. You know,
exactly. So, and that's the thing. It always is important. Coming down the line. You may not need it now, but you will need it. You definitely will need it.
Right, right. It's important. Thanks for sharing that. You even refreshed my memory on, you know, parting a job.
I'm like, hi.
Yeah, that must have been awkward.
Very much so. I blamed it on being young.
Oh, my goodness. All right. This one here I really like, right? There's a myth that career change, you know, is a logical, natural path. And when the moment is right, it will just happen on its own, you know? What are your thoughts on this? It's logical. No, it's not.
it's planning.
Yeah.
You have to plan. You have to be your part. It's a magical ball is not going to just come wanted. And if you're prepared, when the step comes, the next step comes, it becomes natural.
Right, right.
Because you've prepared for it. You know the next step that you want to
take. Because, you know, even when I thought about it, I thought, you know, normally when we are seen in another role, we may look happy, but we have, you know, we have just broken up from a relationship.
It's a relationship.
It is a relationship.
The roller coaster.
You've invested time.
Yes.
You know, so much energy. You've built up relationship.
Yes.
You've built up a
reputation.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know. And you've built a relationship in the workplace.
Absolutely.
You've built a reputation in the industry that you're working in. And, you know, the idea of walking away.
Yeah, it's very hard.
You know, and starting over is not easy. So that is not logical.
It's not logical. But then this is again when you go back and think, it's not about the job.
Right.
It's my career.
Right.
And that's where the differentiation comes.
That's where the difference comes in.
It's not about just jumping from job to job. It's this is my life.
Right.
Now. This is, I just have to do it for me, and I pray that you respect it. Anything that you need. Like, for 2 months, I gave my resignation for three months almost.
Wow.
Just because I wanted to make sure, sir, what else can I do? My GM was like, okay, Jalon.
Yeah, it is. It's a breakup.
It's hard.
It's a breakup.
And you trusted people with so much knowledge, so much sensitive documentation, so much that at this point now we're parting ways. Can I still trust you?
Yeah.
And yes, you can still have my trust. I promise. It's still, there's no bad bridges. It's just my career now requires the next growth.
The next growth, and you owe it to yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. David Lloyd George once said, there are times you need the courage to take a great leap. You can't cross a chasm in two small jumps. So the truth to the matter is, if you want to make a major change, right, often a bit of leap of faith is required, and it's not going to feel natural to you. So if you're thinking to making a change and it feels uncomfortable, because it really is. It should be, right? You've been working for so long. I remember when I resigned from my last employer, I thought I was going to have a nervous breakdown.
I did. I sure
did. You know, because I was happy, you know, to have a job more so. You know, you're walking away from a short salary. You like the team that you work with, or perhaps you don't like the team, you know, and so it's hard.
And then you're wondering, the unknown.
Yeah.
That's what's scary.
Yeah.
Like I have all these amazing good people here that supports me and roots for me to go on to a new, and luckily for me I've been blessed. My new employee team is just as great.
Right, right.
It's just as phenomenal. So it's I'm so blessed. Because sometimes we leave the unknown, it's like, oh, we get into the lion's den, or it works.
Yeah.
But you just have to take
it. Yeah, because you're not sure what you're opening up yourself to.
Absolutely not.
Amazing.
What's life without risk?
Yeah. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Career Connection, powered by Flow, with your host, Melanie Smith, and my guest, Rachel Gregory. We will take a break and be right back after this word from our sponsor.
Your safety and convenience are most important to us at Flow. That's why we provide many ways for you to keep your account connected, which now includes FastPay, the new convenient payment option on our website. No registration required. Or download the MyFlow app to pay anytime from anywhere on your smartphone or tablet. If you wish to pay your bill in person, feel free to visit any of our fully sanitized branches. Flow is committed to helping you stay connected. Let's do this together.
Welcome back to Career Connection. If you're just joining us, we're talking about navigating career change. Rachel, if you're toying with the idea of leaving something behind, even though it might compromise your professional and personal life, what advice would you give on this?
Yeah, circling back to what I live on.
Yeah.
Am I happy?
Yeah.
Living in a small island, we mm-hmm. compromise our happiness a mm-hmm. lot because we want to portray images and all that good
stuff. Yeah.
So am I being happy? Mm. Yes, I'm going to leave this phenomenal high-paying job and pursue what I love doing.
Mm.
Am I okay with it? Am I happy? And if I don't do it, can I live with this decision for the rest of my life?
That's
and
deep.
10 years down the line, you'll regret not taking that
not
leap
taking
of faith.
It, yeah.
And there's no time like now.
Yeah. I like that you said that because even in my career change, right, when I left my last corporate job to start my own business, you know, I knew that I wanted more than I was receiving. I thought about if I change and go to a different team, that maybe it will address the issues that I was experiencing in my role,
no.
you know? And so there's never a clear cut,
no.
you know? There's nothing in black and white on how you should handle a situation like that. And so, you know, I know a lot of persons may be wondering, you know, how, it's easy, but the process, it's not.
I never make that decision when you're flustered.
Yeah.
Like I tell, again, in hospitality, you have to work with an umbrella of different departments and people.
Yeah.
I always say, we don't work with emotions.
Mm.
We're here trying to solve the problem amicably
right.
and collectively.
Right.
So I always tell people, again, making a decision, such as your career, don't do it with emotion.
Yeah.
If you had a bad day, go home, sleep it off.
Yeah.
Make that decision a month from now.
Yeah.
Because if you make it on that temporary moment, it's like you didn't truly fulfill the steps.
Yeah, I even when I was putting these questions together, I thought about, and I'm sure everybody must have had this. I don't know if you remember the video with Steve Harvey, when he was in. It was a motivating video that said, "Just jump."
Just jump.
I saved that video in my phone for a year,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
And when I was ready, I kept going back to.
But that's preparation.
I play that in my head.
You're preparing.
My thoughts and my plans and everything. Listen, and I remember Anna used to say, how many times you gonna play?
I'm preparing, sir.
It used to be a madhouse because, you know, I had so many great areas that I was uncertain about and I thought that I just needed something to push me because I wanted more than this.
Absolutely.
And I normally talk about being hungry.
Yeah.
You know,
I live for greatness. I always tell people, be your best self, whatever it takes. If it and my mother used to say, bless her heart, her late self. She used to say, well, if it was so easy, everybody would do it.
Everybody would do it.
So you have to realize it takes that extra to do it.
Yeah,
take emotion out of it.
Yeah, it's sure. That's so important, you know.
Do it
and
logically.
It's time you're going to have to make that judgment
precisely,
call.
Precisely.
You know? And when conditions are good enough, then you make your move.
Then you make your move.
Yeah.
Because if you do it on an emotion basis, you burn bridges.
Mm-hmm.
You're not logically thinking. And you don't have an effective plan in place.
Right.
If it's really bad, I jump, fine. But if it's not, methodically, strategically map your life out. Like many times we're just living again. I live off planning.
Yeah.
I live off mapping stuff. I live because we can't trust our
day
to day.
That
emotion.
I found someone who probably changed planets
more
than I do.
We can't trust our judgment.
Yes.
We can't trust our day to day judgment because tomorrow I'm going to wake up. I'm going to feel lazy. I'm not going to feel motivated.
Yes.
But if I remember my plan and my projection and what I've set out
and
for
keep
myself,
it in front of you,
it's like, okay, I can't be lazy today. Sorry, lazy.
Yeah.
I actually have a plan to map out for the rest of my life. And
it's important. Yeah. I like that. I like this conversation. And, you know, I know we've mentioned it before, but talk to us about emotions of career change, and what are you in for when you go for a career move?
If it's a good career move, leaving good people behind for a good new challenge, it's hard, Melanie. It's a lot of anxiety. It's a lot of sleepless night. It's a lot of questioning, am I making the right choice? Mm. It's a lot of reassuring people that you were great to me. I loved you. It's not you. It's me.
But I like to, let me plug right there. There are times when people get offended.
Though. Absolutely.
Like, absolutely. I felt it. Oh, I felt it. You know, like, hey, I had to do this for me. You know, but I've seen where I've had the experience where when I walk away and I see people in the community and I want to love on you, it's not the same. And I thought, what did I do?
What did I do? Yeah, and at that point, you can just say, bless them.
Yeah,
I mean, you've done your part. Yeah, precisely. You've done your part, and I'm thankful again. I could still call my GM. I could still call my hotel manager and say, hey, because it's, again, it's not the 1 month resignation, but 3 months.
Right. And I mean, people don't often get that.
They don't get that because I want you to be reassured that it's not you.
I'm happy that you told me that this morning because, you know me, I'm so in love with people. I went like, what did I
what
do?
Did I
and
do?
And then, thankfully, I had to boss up and say, forget it.
I did my best. You want me to be stagnant in a position that
I
could. And again, my former GM is like, yeah, I'm not talking to you for a couple of weeks. But that was
that was it.
And then Miki was like, I support you, whatever you need. And I took time for myself. Mm-hmm. After that, mm-hmm. I took a sabbatical. Yeah. I went to Boston, spent a few months, at least 3 months.
Okay.
Because it's just
you needed that.
You need that. You need to, again, have that internal reflection. Like, am I doing the right thing? Am I, oh my God. I just left behind this amazing job that actually molded me and molded my entire career from my accounting skills to my full hospitality skills. They molded me. And I always tell them, my former managing director, I tell them every day, oh, you're my life, sir.
Yeah, because, I mean, and when you do that, showing them that, yes, they were quite beneficial to, you know, your growth and development. And so when I saw that and realized that, you know, hey, you have to do this for you, you start to change your thinking, you know, on how it's okay, you know,
absolutely.
To just let it
and
go.
It's definitely okay.
Yeah.
You have one life to live. Everyone has to do what's best for them.
Right.
Again, always keeping in mind the respectable boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
But
perfect. All right, Rachel. Even in my coaching, on a lot of job seekers, I still have to include them in that part, and career chasers, because we do have a number of persons, you know, in denial.
Yes.
They're angry. They are, you know, in depression, you know.
Yes.
Acceptance of this is where I'm going to be for the rest of my life. And some patterns are seen in people who want to leave their jobs or their careers behind. Share on the importance of having a career change roadmap and for persons who really want to get out of where they're feeling stuck more so. Yeah.
And going back again, and all that's full circle.
Mm-hmm.
Write it out.
Mm-hmm.
Get good people in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I have several mentors, people that I call and work with to help me to guide. Like, is
right.
this what I want
right.
to do? Mr. Seymour, Dressel Seymour.
He's mine.
Yeah.
I call him my honorable friend.
I'm sure
I can call on him for anything.
So it's just a matter of, sir,
mm-hmm.
let me work in your office just doing full accounting some days to make sure I am parting good ways with my accounting skills.
Right.
Let me sit here for a full day and remind myself I'm leaving accounting behind and I'm fully fulfilling my hospitality roles and love. So you need people along that way to help you to condition the mind that I am doing the right thing. Because depending on yourself, sometimes it's not always effective.
It's not. And I was excited, like, you know, when we're even trying to plan our upcoming shows, and when I called you, I was like, she would be a good example to show it with the community that it's okay to do this.
It's okay.
You know,
it's difficult,
especially
with
your 10 years, you know.
A good relationship.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm happy that you were able to, or you agreed, more so to come in and share, you know, so persons can know it's okay to do this. Yeah. All right, mistakes that a lot of people make. I want to talk about that, right? Mistakes that a lot of people make is wanting to move because of money, right? Which is a short-term motivator. I want to mention that again.
Very much
money
so.
Is a short-term
very much so
motivator.
LA. Very
and
much so.
You can switch careers and you can yes. gain a higher income. But, Rachel, will it keep you satisfied, especially if it's not truly your passion?
For me, my career change wasn't about my money.
Right.
That's that. It could be like it's not about it.
Yeah.
But it's realizing again the mm-hmm. career aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't find your career, you're never gonna make the money, the lifestyle, the full happiness
yeah.
that you actually want.
Yeah.
So sometimes you have to put all of that at the background mm-hmm. and realize, mm-hmm. you know what? If I want to take this leap, I'm going to take it from me.
Right.
No other factors.
Right.
Not because mommy wants me, not because daddy, not because money,
yes.
but for me. Because
you.
I'm realizing mm-hmm. this is mm-hmm. this may be my thing. This may be my full calling. I
yeah.
may find,
yeah.
Melanie, you're lucky if you get to do what you love in life.
Tell me about
and
it.
So for me, every day I wake up
oh
and
my
I'm
goodness.
So thankful.
Yes.
I'm so grateful that
yeah.
I found a job or throughout my projections of life,
of
I
life.
Found what embodies or excites mm. every part of me.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, Rachel, is your finance still wrapped up in
it,
all
oh, yeah.
that.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
I need it. I need it, Robert. We just finished preparing a budget with my director, and you need it. Like,
yeah.
It was a fundamental
yeah.
that I needed to have.
Yeah.
So now I'm still heavily in accounting, heavily people management, property managing. Like it's a dream come true,
yeah.
Melanie. But it only comes with
yeah.
the risk.
Yeah.
Taking that
sure
risk,
does.
Taking that chance, listening to your internal compass,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And just going with it.
Just going with
yeah.
it, right. Thanks for plugging that in, mm-hmm. because I wanted you to really, really talk to us about that part, because it motivates us for the time being, and then we get on this new job,
yeah.
and shortly after
yeah.
realize, it's not working for me,
yeah.
I don't really like this,
yeah.
but then feel stuck, because
yeah.
the pay looks good.
Yes, absolutely,
yeah.
no, it don't fit. Definitely, my move was not for
yeah,
it definitely wasn't. And I tell my team every day when I'm asking in line, why are you here? The money. I'm like, if anybody say money in my lineup. So I said, I want you to come here because you love
you
it.
You love it.
Because
yeah.
if it's just for the money, it's like I'm just clocking in
yeah.
and I'm punching
yeah.
out.
Show
me
up.
What else I can
no
do
love.
To make you love the
yeah.
job.
No love, no vision
no
attached.
Vision. Exactly, because
yeah.
when you love it, you bring me vision,
yeah.
you bring me growth,
yeah.
you bring me ideas,
yeah.
I love it. I
and then they
it.
Grow with it. Yeah.
That's the only thing I say, because
mm-hmm.
if you're not doing it for the growth, I don't want you to be here 2 years from now. I think I want you to be my concierge
right.
2 years from now.
You know?
I need you to grow, so I need
so
you to
important.
Be here because it's molding you for your career.
Right. And Rachel, that part is going to take us into the topic on research, right? In terms of how the market is performing,
mm-hmm.
It's not practiced by career chases, and a lot of us probably feel like, you know, we don't have enough market, but we have a market, right? And our career move is to whether it's a thriving field
mm-hmm.
more so that we would want to go in. Share why being intentional about your career change should be calculated as well as one that is structured.
If it's not Melly, no one's going to do it for
mm-hmm.
you. No one's
mm-hmm.
going to hold your hand. No one
you
is
know.
Going to help you with the realization.
Mm-hmm.
Some employees just want you to stay here and do my work and make me great.
Right.
But you have to realize I have to make myself great. Sorry.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But so it has to be a structured one. It has to be in line with everything
with
else
everything.
You believe for. Like
yeah.
my thing,
yeah.
whether it's writing a book, whether it's serving people.
Right.
That is
right.
my thing.
Right.
So you have to be structured, very, very, very structured in your life. Like,
mm-hmm.
is it all aligned?
Yeah.
Like, am I... Everything that I do,
yeah.
and I was like, does it bring me peace? Does it bring me fulfillment?
Because a lot of us make rash decisions,
oh my God,
right? Maybe a boss upset us today,
no.
and you know, some things are just temporary,
temporary.
And tomorrow you end up regretting it,
absolutely.
You know? So
and
it's
that's
important.
Why you take the emotional
yeah.
factor out
yes.
of it and you
yes.
base it more
yes.
on the realistic, some emotion, because
mm-hmm.
you need to feel what you're doing if it's right, but the more realistic,
right.
more. Black and white.
Yeah.
This is
yeah.
what makes me
yeah.
happy. Because most of us don't even know what makes us happy.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even know what career path, but because we have such high profile jobs sometimes,
yeah.
the money, we tug it out.
Yeah. I'm going to hold on to this.
I'm
going to
hold on to this, but you walk around miserable.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. The more you make, the miserable you are.
Is it worth it? So wherever you serve, from the top to the bottom,
yeah.
you have to make
yeah.
it. Like, you have to, like my garden guy, when he comes, he literally sings as he gardens. Yeah. And I'm like, he's found his passion. So it doesn't matter what role you're in. Once you love it, once it's your thing, because we all have different trajectory and journeys. But once you love it, once you found your thing, I am happy for you.
Yeah.
And even my team, again, I tell them every day, if this is not what you want to do, I will help you edit your CV.
Yes.
Like, would you, Rachel?
Of course.
I want you to be your best self. I'm not trying to hold you here to just be an amazing concierge, to be amazing housekeeper. Yeah. No. I want you to be fulfilled, because only when you're fulfilled, you're going to give yourself the best or a company the best, because it's not fair to anyone.
Yeah, that's amazing. So. I like that. And Rachel, there's a quote that I like that said, don't make a long-term decision on a short-term feeling. Right? So anyone who is looking for that, be mindful of why you're making a career change, you know, and then move to doing a research on it or, you know, like you say, put it in writing. You know, make sure that you have a plan.
And if I may share with you, Melody, my current role came about after I made the decision that I was about to leave Beaches.
Wow.
It's all about mapping it again.
Yeah.
I knew I wanted more. Right. I knew I wanted to do more. I just didn't know where. I didn't know. I spoke to my boss prior to this. I was like, sir, I may be resigning soon. Like, nothing planned.
Right.
But I will find something. But I do know that I have to now start to prepare for the next step.
Okay.
He was like, what? But this was open conversation again, not keeping anything from you, nothing blind. And again, and speaking to someone, I was like, hey, I'm going to go to Boston for 3 months, apply for some other job. I'm taking a sabbatical. I was like, well, apply here.
So even networking was helpful for
you. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And a lot of people don't like that.
Oh, no.
I'm the queen of network. I love it.
My best friend always said you can mingle with anybody.
Yes.
But yeah, so it's just about, again, mapping it. That mapping was in place. I knew what I wanted prior to. So map it out. It will come. It will come.
I like
even
that.
The Bible tells us kind of thing. Of make the first step.
Yes, it's important.
It's important.
Right. And you are listening to Career Connection, powered by Flow, with Melanie Smith and my guest, Rachel Gregory. We'll be right back after this break and a word from our sponsor.
When your dog rolls over, does it give you double data? Nope. But Flow prepaid mobile plans do. Simply stay topped up and your 7-day or 30-day plan will renew with twice the data. That's 6 gigs in your 7-day plan and 20 gigs in your 30-day plan. Plus rollover lets you keep your unused data. Now that's a good plan. Dial *129 number sign to activate and stay topped up. Conditions apply.
Welcome back to Career Connection. If you're just joining us, we're talking about navigating career change. Rachel, what are some steps to consider making to be sure that you do things the right way? You've mentioned that a few times, and so share with us, you know, what steps to make to be sure you're doing things the right way when changing careers.
Yeah, Melanie, going back to writing it out. Finding people along the way that can help you decide,
right,
am I making the right choice? Listening to that internal compass.
So you're not just doing it all by yourself. You would share this with
mentors, people that can guide me. Again, like I mentioned earlier, I would call Mr. Seymour, I want to work for you for free. He was like, Rachel, I never see somebody ask me to work for free. I was like, because I need to get back into that place to remind myself.
Right.
Am I really walking away, not walking away, but from my full accounting, 6 years of university, am I going to walk away from this? And being there, and he gives me that experience, you remind yourself, yes. I am ready to move. I cannot sit behind a desk and find 50 cents anymore. I love it. It's great skills.
But you're even sharing something that he feels the same way about.
Precisely, right? But it's just, that's what it's counting.
Right.
I said, man, sir, my personality would drown me in here. I just can't. Like, there's no one to talk to. And then you can't talk because everyone's too busy trying to find and balance their sheet and general ledger, accrue everything. They don't have time to talk to you.
Yeah.
I want to talk. I need talking. So, again, finding people like that allows you to sit back into their environment and realize, yes, I'm ready for that move. I love it. Thank God I have it. But it no longer does it for me. It no longer moves me. It no longer excites me. Thank God I did it. I'm not wasting the 6 years that I've spent studying.
Right.
Because all along, every degree that I did a minor in hospitality.
Okay.
Every degree, because I knew.
You were on the right track.
I knew. It's all about being methodical, too.
Right,
we have to be methodical.
Right.
We have to be intentional. So be intentional, most I can say. Map it out. Find people along the way that can help you. Be good.
Right.
Be open.
Right.
Be honest.
Right.
Don't be on the job looking for another job.
We do that every day almost, right? Often you find people looking for opportunities
while
they're at work.
But don't burn bridges, especially if it's your career. It's your life.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for that. And Mrs. Seymour is saying hello to his two favorite girls. Oh, goodness. All right, Rachel, now we're going to talk on, making the leap from one job to the next. Mm-hmm. And we're going to bring finance into this now, right? What about a safety net or a backup plan just in case things don't work out for you?
And thank God I have that finance. But it's two career paths that would always be needed.
Right.
Career finance. And
hospitality.
Those are two careers I'm sure a robot cannot take. Maybe accounting. But there's always, but yes, I agree. Always have a backup plan.
Okay.
But I always tell people there's two things you're good at in life. Your passion, your career passion, and your God's gift passion.
Right.
My God's gift passion is writing.
Right.
I don't know if I can make a fair living off for making the kind of money I want.
Right.
But it's your backup plan. You always have that. We all have a God's given talent. Maybe haven't exploited yet. Maybe haven't found it yet. Mm-hmm. But my career is my hospitality, my finance. But my God's gift career that I will always fall back on if I ever need money.
Right.
Emergency plan is my writing. I'd help you write something. I'll edit it for you.
It
takes.
Okay. But in terms of, a person's wanting to change their career, how much savings should someone have if, to minimize any risk?
Mitigate any risk.
Yeah.
Theoretically, in the accounting world, I would advise my clients who must have 6 months of
I thought you
really
would say 6 months. We could hardly save now,
Exactly.
And,
but
6 months.
Melanie,
of,
that is important.
Yeah, it's important.
Before you make that next step, and that's why, again, being methodical is so important. You have to put some money aside. You have to go to that bank and say, take these 3 months because I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm taking a leap, but in the event that it fails, my mortgage is paid for this. I call a cousin. Mortgage is paid, and Melanie, thankfully, again, that's I did 3 months. Six months is a bit stretched, but I did 3 months in the event that it fails.
Right.
I told my family, I'm switching jobs. This is my mortgage amount. It's paid for 3 months. But anything after that, I'm solely on depending
need
on
help.
You.
Yeah, and that's very important because you have no idea what the timeline will be for you to find employment.
Yeah.
And so thankfully, your networking skills worked for you
Precisely.
Where, someone was able to say, hey, there's a position coming up. Why don't you apply?
Absolutely.
I know.
Lucky.
I'm hearing about savings a lot lately and how important it is. And even if it's $25,
You have to close your eyes.
Do something.
I tell my friends every day to call me cheap. I'm like, cheap? Yeah. Okay. You keep calling me cheap. But nothing is going to catch
but
me
I
off
remember,
guard.
Yeah, I remember when you spoke at the last event that I was at where you were one of the speakers. And I took a lot from that as well, too. And, Mrs. Seymour had... Gilmore Williams on the other day, and listen, that sparked me so bad, and I thought, shoot, I need to go to TRG and say, hey, you need to pay something for me.
exactly.
So that conversation that he had with Mr. Williams, I created a plan from that interview as well, so it's important. Nothing is too small to start with, because you really don't know how long it would take. For you to
and Melanie, when you're growing in your career again, if you can't manage your own life, if you can't manage your own funding, if you can't manage your own financing, if you can't do your own budget, why am I trusting you with my $10 million entity?
Yeah.
Why am I trusting you to manage 24 other people?
Yeah.
It starts with you. Many times we want to go out into the world and be this great superhero, whereas our own self, our own home, we haven't done the homework. So that's why I live by it, because I can't, it'd be hypocrisy if I'm sitting here not doing it for my life, but having to manage
69
owners and the building it starts with me. I'm going to save the the beautiful luxury can wait, but now.
Yeah, that's true.
And as I grow, I could get a bit more, but it all starts. It all should come together. It all should be a methodical plan.
I need to save this
because I need to manage my money well. Because I can go to top tier management. I've learned how to manage my own life.
Right, to be able to go to top tier management
to manage everything.
Because you're not just doing one person.
No, it's a group of people, group of buildings, group of different departments. That you need to know how to manage effectively.
So it starts with you.
And that's why I do these minor things. The savings and the... Not only I take out my $200 for gas for the week, and that's the leave.
If that doesn't work, that's it.
And I came back to Mr. Seymour, I used to tease him. I said, sir, come on, man. Come on, it can't be that bad. Rachel, find that 50 cents today.
But actually, he spoke at Tremaine Harvey event that she had like a year or two ago. And to be honest with you, I went somewhere to purchase something, and the lady didn't give me my change. But I remember Mrs. Seymour speaking at this event, and I said to her, "You owe me 60 cents."
That was
60 cents that could go in my savings. It's past 50 cents. Let me have it.
Anything for granted. Nothing. Absolutely.
Yeah, so they could have called me cheap. She probably called me cheap that day. But
I hear it all the time. Like, that's okay. I need to be methodical in everything. It all comes together. It all forms your character, your personality, your traits. None of it is loose ends. Mm-hmm. It's all collectively coming together to mold you as the leader, the career path, the change.
And being strong-minded.
Mm-hmm. It's training the mind how to be strong. Because if you're not strong again, you're not going to take that
You're
risk.
Not going to take it.
You're not going to do that career change. Yeah. You're not going to...
All right, good. Our time is moving by so quickly. But I want to talk about skills can be learned, but what you bring to the table, such as your soft skills, they can't be. What advice would you give someone who is jumping into a new industry with limited experience?
What you bring, again, the hiring process. For my former employee, the slogan was, we hire smiles.
Right.
Literally, and I brought it with me. I hire smiles.
You hire
Everything
smile.
Else can be trained. For my line of work, smile is the first thing that's
right.
needed.
Right.
I don't need you to know how to put smile is the first thing. With what you have now.
What you have, and I like that, right? Focus on what you do
what you
have.
Do have. Yeah. Promote that and sell the Jesus out of that.
Yeah.
I come with a smile, I come with financial background, I come with knowing luxury, and that was my sales pitch for my new employee.
Right.
I'm coming from a luxury brand, four villages, this is three. I know how to do this.
Okay.
But come with what you have.
Come with what
sell
you have.
With what you have. And whatever you don't have, learn it.
That's so important. Awesome. Now, Rachel, this one here is interesting for me, right? Persons often tell themselves that I'm too old to make a career change. I'm in my 30s or my 40s, you know. What could you say to persons wanting to change careers and feel they are too old in this stage of life to do so?
At the end, Melanie, we have one life to live.
Yes.
Don't go with any regrets.
Mm-hmm.
50, 60, 30, 40, you still have that oomph.
Yeah.
You still have it. Go for it.
Yeah.
Go for it. Because at the end of the day, and if you're old, even more reason to do it.
Yeah.
There's a shorter time before retirement.
And that's what I thought about,
Which
too.
Which means you have nothing to lose.
You have nothing to lose. And there's still 20 plus 25 years, that you can give.
And at that given point, you should be very active.
Quality work experience, that is.
Precisely. Yeah. And taking everything that I'm not about to take with me in retirement. I'm going to fulfill every... And maybe at 40, 50, and Akira and I were just having dinner the other day with a group of us. We were laughing about it. It's like, well, after 40, we're doing it. What do we want to do? So after 40, we're trying the career that we never thought we'd do. Because at that point, you need to do everything.
Everything.
That fulfills your heart.
Okay. Good, good. Thanks for that. Because persons believe that.
No.
I have to stay stuck right here.
No.
You know, but when I thought about it, I thought, you know, that's, you have full 20 years to go to make this life so fulfilling, and
not.
You know, and why not?
And look at some of the ones who, like, you'll see the memes and the stuff all the time. Like, this one became a millionaire at 60.
Yeah.
This one started a new business at 55. just do
but
it.
But even in my studies right now, when and I speak to Drax about this a lot, when I'm tired and feel like, man, this thing is killing me, and it's online, online schooling is hard. You know, but I keep saying, you're almost at the end of the tunnel.
Precisely.
There's light, so you'll be okay.
You'll
just
be
keep
okay.
going.
And then you'll look back and be like, yeah, I accomplished it.
Yes. All right, Rachel, before we leave, life is flying by. How long will I tolerate doing work I don't really care about? You know, what advice would you give for career changes facing this?
You have to fulfill yourself, Melanie. Mm. It's, you have one life to live. Mm-hmm. And once you laid to rest, God rest your soul, that's it.
Yeah.
So while you are breathing, while you are here, you have to aggressively find what makes you happy. And it starts with happiness.
Yeah.
The career comes. But it has to find fulfilling what makes you happy. So it doesn't feel like a dragging. We spent most of our times on a job.
Right.
80%, well not 80%, but a very substantial amount
of it. Very, very.
So we have to do what makes us happy. So find your happiness. Find what tickles you. And whatever it is, do it.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, like, be methodical about it. If it takes you, when I was writing my book, I literally had to do it after I put my daughter to bed. So I was up from 10 to about 3 writing. And then again, alarm goes off at 6, I have to get baby ready, and I have to go to work.
Yeah,
but that's what it takes until you can navigate and find just what you want in life. Mm-hmm. But it's not easy.
Right.
And no one said it was going to be easy type of thing.
That's important.
Put in the work. Mm-hmm. Mold the second thing that you think you want to do until it becomes the thing you are doing.
That you are doing.
Type of thing. But that's have to be very intentional about it. It's not going to come to you. It's not going to come while watching Netflix.
You got to put the work. You got to put in the work.
Yeah.
Sometimes my daughter be like, "Mommy, you could you but just put it down?" But I'm like, you know, I have an accomplishment to make, and so
my daughter reminds me, "Mommy, again?"
Yeah.
I politely shut the laptop. I'm like, "Come on, princess, let's do something fun."
Perfect. Rachel, this has been an insightful conversation. You know, I hope that it have provided our audience with tips and the level of insight that they need to navigate through the process of career change. Thank you so much for contributing to this hour and sharing your own personal journey with career change, and you more so, you're a living testament, you know, to that, and that it's possible to do so. It was certainly a pleasure having you, and thank you to our audience for always tuning in weekly with us. Join us again next Thursday for another live chat on Career Connection powered by Flow with your host, Melanie Smith. Special thanks to RTC team in Provo and in Grand Turk, and Flow Turks and Caicos, and to my esteemed guest, Rachel Gregory. Thank you.
Melanie, it was such a pleasure.
Yes, I'm hoping that you had a great time this morning.
Absolutely amazing. I thought an hour. We could talk about for an hour.
And some of the questions
are... Yeah, and I was like, when you said we're closing, I looked down.
Yeah, I didn't ask all of them, actually, you know.
Absolutely amazing.
But yeah, we still have. We can always bring you back, okay? And so thanks again for tuning in. Until next Thursday, make that connection today. Thank you.
Thank you.